Good morning. I'm Laura Neufeld, and you're listening to KUAC and special coverage from the start of the 36th annual Yukon Quest International Sled Dog Race. Mushers are lining out their dogs for the race start in downtown Fairbanks this morning along the Chena River at the Morris Thompson Center. In about an hour, Richie Beatty will lead the start line and head for Whitehorse, Yukon in Canada, wearing bib number one. During the start banquet Thursday night, Beatty said he's preparing for a competitive race.
Well, I did two quests, 2006 and 7. And that was with a team that I'd started out mushing with. They did really good, but they did as good as they can do. Those couple quests gave me a pretty good understanding of what I would need in a dog team to do really well in the quest, which is what I'm hoping to do.
Lex Trinan is on the phone at the start line this morning. Hey, Lex.
Hey, Laurie.
Hey, can you tell us what's happening down there at the start line outside of the Morris Thompson Center in downtown Fairbanks?
Well, as you might expect, there's a lot of activity. All these mushers are finishing up their last-minute touches, packing their sleds up. There's some vet checks going on. The dogs are starting to get excited. Right when they got in, it sounded like they were still tired, but I've heard a lot of barking lately, so the dogs are ready to go. They've been resting up, so I think they're more excited than anybody to get out on the trail.
Last year, race conditions were the talk of the town. What's the big story this year?
Well, I've heard a lot of talk about the small race field. So there's only 15 racers doing the 1,000-mile race, and that's after three last-minute scratches. And that's the lowest number of starters in the race's history. I talked to organizers earlier, and they said that one of the big issues that they've had is finding enough financial sponsors, and that the mushers are going after their same sponsors. So it's just getting more and more financially difficult for mushers and the organizers to arrange this and to have a guaranteed prize purse. But the mushers at the banquet said the spirit of the quest is still strong and that they think the race can stay relevant. Here's a clip of 2018 quest champion Alan Moore acknowledging the difficulty but pledging that the community support will keep the race going.
So with all this support, man, the race is going to keep continuing, and we just got to keep the faith. So let's go out there and have a great race and show the world what we're made out of. Thank you.
Right on. Well, what can you tell us about the trail conditions?
Well, as you may remember from last year, there were some shortenings of the course. This year, it's a lot different. The race conditions on the Alaska side are said to be excellent. There's lots of snow. It's cold, but not too cold. And the one thing that the race officials did caution mushers about is wildlife. They say they've seen a lot of moose and caribou out on the trail. And as you know, moose can be dangerous for dog teams.
That would be scary to run in with 16 dogs to run into a moose or herd of caribou, that's for
sure. Absolutely.
Hey, what can you tell us what you're looking for at the quest start today?
Well, I'm looking at the two favorites for sure. There's the defending champion, Brent Sass. Sass ran with a young team last year, and he finished with all 14 of his dogs. He said his team is looking strong this year. There's also 62-year-old Alan Moore, who was the 2018 champ. He struggled a little bit last year. We saw him start to cut back on rest times relatively early in the race. So I'll be watching that online race tracker closely to see what the rest times are. If we see those rest times start to go down from a four-hour stop to a two-hour start, then we'll know that either he or someone else might be in trouble and pushing it early.
So this is your second time covering the race for KUAC. Lex, what are you most excited about this year?
Well, there's a small field, but there's lots of great stories still. One of the ones that I'm looking out for is Olivia Schenck Neff. This will be her second year starting the race, and her grandfather, Leroy Schenck, was one of the founders of the quest, and she said that she really wants to finish this race. He's having some health problems, and she wants him to see her finish the race. There's also Cody Strick. He almost didn't make it to the start line after a snow machine accident 2 weeks ago. So, again, even though it's a small field, there's plenty of stories to go around. And just like last year, I'm not really looking forward to the lack of sleep. That's always a tough one to deal with when you're out on the trail in those small communities with limited internet.
What's the first checkpoint you'll be trying to catch a cat nap with some of those mushers at?
Well, so I think we're planning to spend the night in Fairbanks tonight after watching the mushers in Two Rivers. And then early on Sunday morning, we'll be headed out to those checkpoints along the Alaska side. So that's mile 101, Central, and Circle. And I'll be hoping to get some sleep in Circle.
After the mushers have gone all the way up over 12 Mile and Eagle Summit, how exciting is that?
Absolutely. I can't wait.
Hey, Lex, stay warm out there and can't wait for more Tales from the Trail.
Thanks so much, Laurie.
KUAC coverage of the 2020 Yukon Quest is made possible by Smart Automotive, Radiology Consultants, Golden Heart Emergency Physicians, Kinross Fort Knox, North Pole Veterinary Hospital, Shannon and Wilson, Sipping Streams Tea Company, Water Wagon, Warblows Air, and Beaver Sports, proud sponsors of KUAC.